Hi, we're the West Country Waffle, a new weekly podcast by comedian John Wagstaff, that's me, and Dan Williams.
That's me.
Two men fast approaching 40 with over 30 years of bickering and disagreements under their belts.
We're a show that answers some of life's most important questions. The garden centre's cooler than nightclubs. Is there a place for chips on a full English breakfast? What's the point of cauliflower?
Gentlemen, welcome to this week's West Country Waffle with me, John, and him, Dan.
Hello, I'm here. Sorry, I was, you know, not paying attention as per usual. How are we all? Good week, Jono?
Good. All right, yeah, Dan, it's been a big week, hasn't it? I mean, we've had Valentine's Day on Sunday. Did you do anything?
Yeah, we did actually. We didn't just go to bed and sleep, which was, you know, the norm for life. Yeah. No, we played... I wouldn't call it that.
Did you find the Karma Sutra book that I sent to you and get your missus in the carnal clutch?
I did not get her in the camel clutch, nor the sharpshooter. No, sadly not. But we did play...
As soon as you walked in, you got to give up.
Yeah, she was tapping out. She was out cold. Donkey punch. No, joking.
No, we tag teamed her. It's fine. Tag me in. I've done
that. The rockers. No. She'd ordered this kind of like game from an independent shop, and it was like who's the ultimate partner, but it was all silly things, so like you had to agree on who is the most clumsy.
We've got a book like that. We've got like, do you have to like write if it's you or her?
Well, no, so this they basically had them out. So what you did is you had there was 15 categories, and there was I think 5 pre-written like rewards, and then 10 blank ones that each of you fill in. Yeah. So like, for example, one of Hannah's that she filled in was a reward, which could only be for herself, which is stupid because either of us were supposed to be able to win it, was Dan would go for a run without taking a selfie for Instagram. So, you know.
Have you done that yet?
No, I'm still taking the photos, mate.
No,
she hasn't claimed it. Actually, I won that one, so I'm just, it's in the draw. Fuck it. Not
being we need to do that.
Exactly, but
and then
basically you had so these different categories, yeah, and then you would decide which one of you is that category, so silliest sausage or like
silliest sausage. That's a sex move.
The greatest dancer, etc., etc.
Oh, Dan, you won that, didn't you?
I did win that one, yes, of course.
Did you have to vote who won? Were you then just going, me, that's me. Don't do the washing up, that's you.
Yeah, kind of. And basically, it ended up 7-all, right? 7-all.
It's a big score.
Decider, Valentine's Day evening. Can't wake the kids up to get a verdict on who wins.
Just wake up your children up. Kids, wake up and tell daddy he's the best.
Yeah. And it was the silliest sausage as the decider. So me, in my infinite wisdom, text my sister-in-law because I thought to myself, all right, it's Valentine's Day, probably shouldn't, but she's definitely going to think it's me.
I'm going to text my sister-in-law on Valentine's Day.
I'd be like, come on. It's got, who's the silliest sausage? Think. And I got like red message on WhatsApp. No response, nothing typing. Oh, yeah. I thought, and literally, we're sat there like the edge of our seats. We can't finish our Valentine's Day evening until we know who the winner is because there's an acceptance speech and everything to be done.
Yeah.
And she eventually came back and said, Hannah, and I was distraught. Oh, so I lost. I lost.
Sisters before misters.
Sisters before misters. I can't take a selfie on a run. I mean, frankly, I don't
know. Did you cook, Dan? Did you cook anything for Valentine's Day?
No, we just ate with the kids, I think.
Well, I fucked right up.
You did?
I made dolphin wild potatoes and a beef Wellington, which was fucking shit. Dolphin wild potatoes, Dan. On point, right?
I made them again last night.
They're lush, aren't they? Right? They were all done perfectly, right? Even had the Gruyere cheese on them, mint, lush.
But
the fucking beef Wellington recipe, I've got off the BBC website. Don't do the first one you come to, because you're supposed to, I like my meat rare, right? I put it in the oven, 20 minutes, seared it, packed it in the stuff, wrapped it up, pancetta, mushrooms, blah, 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 in the pastry, leave it rest, put it in the oven for 45 minutes. I took it out, it's fucking still alive. Right, now I like rare, but this was raw. Right? And it's fucked then, because the thing is, with a beef Wellington, the beef's hidden. It's behind the pastry. It's only when you cut it open, you go, yes or no. And it was a fucking no.
So that was a big no. So what did you guys eat then instead? Just the
We just had I had the shell of it, the doping wild potatoes, put the beef in the oven for another probably 30 minutes. And then it was rare. I swear to God, I like a finger up the bum, but not it's from wiping my ass because I've got food poisoning. Do you know what I mean? Because that is what would have happened. So that wasn't great.
How big was this joint that you bought?
It was only a kilogram. The dough and wild potatoes cooked perfectly, so it was not a problem with the oven. The timings were fine. But then I did look on the review for this beef Wellington, and everyone was in the comments giving it, this isn't long enough, we had to do it for double the time. Some woman's on there going, I spent £40 on a piece of fillet beef and it fucking went in the bin. I'm like, don't throw it in the bin, just cook it for a bit longer, you Wally. But yeah, so that was Valentine's Day. Do you know what, I reckon I've done that beef Wellington recipe before, that exact same one, and fucked it up before. But because a lot of time's passed since I was confident enough to do it again. I just forgot it and thought, fuck it, it'd be all right. And it wasn't all right. But the day before that, Dan, I had a pheasant.
I saw that. I did see that. And you plucked it yourself and you gutted
someone
it yourself.
Someone shot it, hung it for a week. They brought it around here. I gutted it, plucked it, and roasted it and ate it. And it was absolutely lovely. And I had that with Hasselback potatoes that we talked about on the Humble Potato episode as well. So if no one's learning anything or finding this episode or this podcast very funny, at least I'm fucking learning. So,
well, do you know what? Yeah, I think it's good. It's nice to know that you're trying out these things. I think before we started this podcast, John would have just had chips from the chip shop. Salt or vinegar.
Now look at me, flying, living life. And now, obviously, right, we just talked about pheasant, did it properly, man of the world that I am, plucked it, gutted it, chopped his head off, got rid of his feet. Now, this episode, Dan, what's this episode about?
Well, yeah, it's about nature. Now, I want to talk to you. So you've mentioned pheasant, two things with pheasant. Firstly, I had pheasant in the Lake District last February. Mm-hmm. Me and Hannah went away for a week or 5 days to the Lake District. And I had pheasant, and I have to say, I was massively underwhelmed by it. I found it, I don't know if it was the meal itself.
Overcooked.
It was overcooked. I expected it to be gamey. But it just, it was really tough. And it was almost, I don't know how to describe it, it just didn't taste great. And I don't, the flavours on the plate maybe weren't great. However, so a bit disappointed. I would have it again. I think I'd want to cook it myself, put my own flavours in.
Because with pheasant and game anything, it's all about how long you hang it for, so how long the meat can mature. So maybe they just shot yours and then just fucking bought it straight in.
Well, talking of shooting pheasants,
ran it over. You know what I mean? Just ran it over and went, cook this stuff back out there. Ain't got a clue.
Well, we're talking about nature and we're talking about pheasants. Me and the kids almost got shot yesterday.
Really? Where? Why?
By a pheasant hunt. Pheasant hunting. So we have got massively into. Hannah found the geocache app. You know geocaching?
Yeah.
So you go around and people hide.
I don't know, Dan. I've just said yes, and I've lied. I've just lied. Is what I've done now. I'm still on potatoes, Dan. Now you're coming at me with fucking geocache. What's that?
So geocaching is basically people hide shit in the countryside and they GPS mark it and then you go and find it. So
like Fred West.
A little bit like Fred West, less dead bodies, more Tupperware with trinkets in.
I've heard of that, yeah.
So people hide it and there's normally a little logbook that you'll write your name when you find it. So anyway, Hannah downloaded the app, and obviously I've been at home with the kids loads, so we've done a handful around the local area. Some still can't fucking find. I was having a message conversation with the guy that hid one of them, and I was going, mate, I was there for an hour earlier, couldn't find the fucking
thing. He's having you on, isn't he?
Yeah, he took a picture of the picture I sent him, going, it's just there. I went, fucking it. Anyway, so we So we're on Painswick Road, and there's some fields, and there's a little area, and it's known, it's next to Painswick Beacon and the golf club, and it's known as like a fly tipping area. So I parked the car there, walked down, there's supposed to be one on the brick wall, couldn't fucking find it, there's brambles everywhere, and I had both kids, so I thought, oh, fuck it. I'd look on the app, and there was one, two fields across. I thought, not a problem. Walk through the field. Get into the field, start walking, all of a sudden there's a bloke in the corner looking at me. So I wave, the kids wave as you do, hello. Fucking starts to carry on, he starts marching up and then stops. All of a sudden you hear a bang and another bang. I'm like, oh, fucking hell, that's a bit close. What's that? And I look a bit...
Sure, this wasn't the centre of Gloucester, Dan, and you just accidentally walked into a gunfight.
Yeah. We weren't in Barton, I promise.
Fucking hell, drive by.
And then literally, like, he keeps walking up and I go, that's not a stick in his hand. That's a fucking shotgun. I thought, oh, kids, stay at the top.
How are you going to talk your way out of that one, Dan? Do you know what I mean? Well, good news, one of them's not dead.
No, the worst part was we got about, I don't know, half the distance away from each other now, and he's going, private property, mate, private property. And I'm going, geocaching, we're geocaching.
He probably thought that was your gang name.
He was like, what the fuck? So anyway, I spoke to the lad. And I was like, look, I just want to get over there. He's like, private property, everybody's shooting guns in here. I was like, I can fucking hear. The kids, did they want to get out of that field? Oh, no. So Imogen starts walking up the hill with me. Edwin starts bolting towards him. And I'm like, fuck. And it's like one of those, like, you know, the sniper movies or like the army movies where like Tom Hanks running across like, no!
1917, your kid's just giving it fucking 10-0 for a field. Spitfires going over. Both kids dressed as peasants. It was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I knew I shouldn't have put Edwin in his dinosaur onesie, but yeah. But luckily, we all survived. But yeah, nature, pheasants. There you go. There's
So we started talking about nature. Obviously, we talk to each other all the time about episodes we're going to do. Little peek behind the curtain.
Not that you
guys,
know that.
Right? Today, Dan thought we were doing a podcast about jobs. So I haven't written anything for this one.
No, I've been researching a completely different episode. So when that episode comes out, you'll love it because I'll have loads to say. But We'll do that next week.
But nature, Dan, where, like, when we first messaged each other, talk about nature, I was like, let's do an episode about nature. And you came straight back at me and you said, yeah, do an episode about nature. Because then it matters, as you get older, you start to love nature more. And I read this and thought, you've totally fucking got the wrong end of the stick from my end, right? And that's where we're going to disagree straight away. I do like nature, it's all right, but it's got progressively shitter as I've got older. I don't know if it's because I've had too much nature now, or I didn't have enough when I was young, but now I fucking... Mike, he was one of your dinner guests, and I'm going to throw an iron in the fire straight away, yeah?
Wow, bro.
He's doing my head in a little bit.
Why?
Well, I was watching one of his things on Netflix or BBC, whatever it's on, and he was going on about, I think it was the humans one. He was talking about humans. Obviously, he's talking about the Earth getting warmer, global warming, everything's bad. He's like, the most destructive animal on Earth is the human. And I was like, fucking, here he goes, guilt trip, bang, straight away. Now, he starts talking, he's like, you only need to look close to home to see the effects man is having on the world. And then it shot to a fucking picture of an elephant in Africa. And I was like, that's not even that close to home, is it? Do you know what I mean? Fair enough, this elephant was dying of thirst, and that's quite bad, but it's not close to my home, is it? If you'd have rang me up and said there's a cat in Stroud, which is fucking his tails fell off, I might be like, shit, I better start washing out my fucking yogurt pots before I put them in the bin. But an elephant, I can see them at the zoo.
Well, you won't be able to, John. That's the fucking point. You won't be able to see any at the zoo if they keep dying. I heard a thing that, I mean, I completely disagree with you. I think we are fucking the planet up. And I have to say...
I know we are. We are 100%. I know we are, but I don't need to know that.
The best thing I watched...
Let me see a picture of a monkey playing with his willy. That's what I want to see. Stupid things or cute things. Do you know the best thing you can see, right? If you love nature, you might agree or disagree. A fucking cow running.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen a cow run, right? Get on YouTube, right? Do it now if you want. Do it, right? Watch a cow run. Oh, you cannot watch a cow run and not laugh. They're the best, right? There even used to be an advert for milk. And it was cows running through a field with Iron Maiden run to the hills on in the background. And it was the best thing I've ever seen on telly. Watching a cow run is nearly as funny as watching a fat person fall over. Honestly, when we finish this today, Watch a video of a cow running.
I will go and find one. So the best thing to watch about nature, just as a side hustle here, is Zac Efron, of all people, did a nature, like, climate documentary series on Netflix. We put it on. I thought, this is going to be dreadful. Who is this gimp? Him and this vegan bloke. But oh my God, it was phenomenal. I learned so much. So go and check it out. I can't give you the names. I can't remember what it is. Down to Earth, Zach.
So Zac that was Efron. The best nature program. Are you saying that Zac Efron is basically going to take over from Big DA?
Probably. I think so. Probably. I think.
How old is David Attenborough? He's like 700, isn't he?
He's about, 912, I think, on his last birthday. Yeah.
Do you know dinosaurs?
Yes.
Why do kids love dinosaurs so much?
Edwin is obsessed. He can take so.
Why? Hard. Why is that? Why did someone decide that was a thing that kids should like?
I don't know.
You're a child. You like superheroes, dinosaurs, and pirates. I don't fucking understand pirates either.
I don't get pirates.
Another pirate themed birthday. If you think about pirates, they raped people and robbed them.
Yeah. But they did. You know what? I think parents liked it because literally, when they were poor and we're kids, you have a white T-shirt, gets a black marker pen across the front of it, put your nan's hanky on your head, done.
Yeah,
you know, simple. Yeah. But Edwin loves dinosaurs, so he's just learning to say words, but he can name you about 10 to 12 different dinosaurs.
And what good's that going to do him?
Well,
I understand. Like, look at a sheep, look at a donkey, look at a pig, look at a horse. You're going to see them in your adult life. You're not going to go, oh, fucking good job, I know the name of a T-Rex, just in case I'm ever going down fucking one stop for a pint of milk and one trots past me. He can carry the milk home. He can't pour it though. He's got little funny hands. That's a Diplodocus, Dad. So?
He loves it. What's your favourite dinosaur? What's your
before 41 buses come in? That's what I want to know.
What's your favourite dinosaur, John?
I haven't got one.
Mate, how have you not lived? You have not lived. Right.
That one goes and spits at you.
What, the Dilophosaurus from Jurassic Park that eats the man on the toilet?
Yeah.
That's my favourite knowledge. Oh,
that I do.
Listen, I like it. I think dinosaurs are cool. I think, but this is where I'm different to you. So I like dinosaurs as a kid, but my thing with nature is I've always enjoyed nature. We got out as kids, we fished badly. We ran around and built dens and shit, you know, standard kid stuff. But now as an adult, I'm like massive into it. So obviously I started trail running and ultra running. And I love that because I get to go out in the woods and just be at one with my thoughts. And
Didn't you get smashed by an owl once?
I did. I was running through Stroud in the dark. I was actually on the road running back up to where I live, and an owl came flying out from this bridge and whacked me in the chops. But it's fine. No, I didn't fall over. No,
no, to get knocked out by no owl. Don't stop them rumors.
No, but I got about a mile up the road, and some woman went, "Well, I had to stop. There's an owl in the road, and it's not moving." And I turned around. And I went, "Yeah, I fucking clocked it." And she looked at me. I was like, "Didn't really. Yeah. Should have. Flew way too fast." But yeah, I love it. I love getting out in nature. The kids love it. So we went for me and Imogen went for a cool sort of hour walk in nature, just going out geocaching, as we said, and just exploring. The back of my car has got like 25 sticks. Imogen's got an obsession with good
sticks. I've got sticks, haven't they?
Got a good stick. This is a good stick, Daddy. So we're going to build a campfire in our garden in the summer with these sticks and roast marshmallows, supposedly.
See, that's nice. I like that. Are you into like shit like that? Like, so I can do it all. I know all about it, but I'm just not as bothered. My middle son, Wilson, he went to forest school instead of preschool. So that was good. And he did like marshmallows and fucking hunting and pissing out in the woods and doing all that cool stuff and exploring. It's good. And I know it's good for kids, but I can't be asked all the time. Do you know what I mean? We go foraging, we hunt things, we get stuff out to trees and pears and fucking chestnuts and stuff, walnuts. I know where loads of stuff grows wild. It's lovely to do, but not always. Sometimes have YouTube on. Just have a little look on YouTube, but not David Attenborough when he's slagging you off. Even feeding the ducks. We talked about this before. There's that debate at the moment, isn't there? Should you feed ducks bread?
No.
You should, damn. But apparently, the fucking ducks are in trouble. Because this rumour started going around, I don't know who started it, probably swans, because they want all the fucking bread, right? Apparently, ducks are starving.
Right. I'm just going to throw this out there, John. You and your conspiracy theories. if it was Swans that started it, firstly, how the fuck are they printing the signs that are posted up?
Well, signed by the local because they spoke to someone and they said, if you don't print this sign for me, I'm going to break your fucking arm.
Swans are evil, to be fair.
And if you hit me back, I'm going to tell the Queen.
Yeah. Have you ever, you, was it you that caught a swan fishing once?
Yeah, I've caught many a swan. I caught a swan a few years ago, actually. No, it was a goose. I was casting out a lure and it was this fucking goose just like fucking came straight past me along the river just as I was doing it. I didn't see him. I smacked him with this lure and he kept flying and I was going fucking along the air and I was reeling him in. And he got away because they're very, very strong and I lost the lure, which is about £6. But yeah.
Did you, you should have
not my fault. Do you know what I mean? I didn't discard any fishing line or anything like that, but I'm a very eco-friendly person, but it was his own fucking fault. So he got it. So
just charge it back to the Queen. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
So are you quite eco in your lifestyle? I mean, I know you forage. I know you're basically hippies in a house.
Yeah, I recycle and all that. Because I'm sure that some people don't. Do you know what I mean? I'm never sure I want to recycle. Then I hardly ever wash the pots out. I just put them straight in.
Yeah.
Dirty. Which I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to do. But
I remember, didn't we talk about this before, that you've got like recycling in Tewkesbury's a big fucking brown bin.
Yeah, a big blue bin, which is weird because I think it should be the big green bin because it's green, but it's not. So what kind of, are you environmental, Dan? Are you
We are
Got solar power?
Anyone? No, not yet. Not
just a calculator.
Yet. Yeah. So we visit our local sort of plastic-free refillable shop. We use that weekly. Mm. So that's pretty good. Just take your own containers.
That is good, Dan. That's very good.
We do that for us, not for everything, obviously, but for like our pasta, our sweets, so the chocolate buttons, the cashew nuts I was eating earlier, all those types of things. We get from there, get some of the, like dried fruit and stuff from there as well.
They used to have loads of them shops, didn't they? Like it was like a massive pick and mix shop. But yeah. Now they're labeled as these wanky eco things.
Yeah.
Can we get your rice? You know, you could fucking, that was in Gloucester when I was little, by the island. Do you know the little?
Yeah.
I could get you had water. They had one of them there. You could have your Bombay mix, you could have your honeycomb, looking sherbet fountains and all that, but now there's that. Ooh, look at us.
Yeah, I think, John, they used to be sweet shops, and now it's real food.
You might be right there, yeah.
So we've got that. Our bathroom is pretty much plastic-free, so... Yeah, so a lot of our shampoos and stuff are cubed. They're not in plastic bottles. Not for the kids. The kids, it's difficult because...
Yeah, the kids still want a bottle of Matey, don't they? Come on.
Well, we don't have Matey in our house. No, we use that Child's Farm, the expensive stuff. Oh, it's nasty-free. It's just the nasties in it. So much shit in it.
Yeah, you can't get that in Poundland, though, can you?
No, that's true. Well, we were talking...
Go on.
I was just saying, we were talking about getting some Matey because we just bought them a bath toy that needs, like, bubble bath to be put in it. And fuck them. That's about £10 a pop, the stuff we're getting. Am I fucking putting that in there for a toy? Not a chance. They're old enough now. I mean, they're getting through COVID, do you know what I mean? So they get through some fucking Matey. Yeah, go on, you were saying?
I can't remember. Do you flush your toilet every time you have a poo?
Yes.
Even in the middle of the night?
I don't think I've ever done one in the middle of the
night. I'm at this stage now in my life where I have to have a shit sometimes at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's like, when I'm woken up to have a poo, what the fuck's all that about? My body going, you better be alert because we're going to have a shit in a minute. And I'm like, what are you doing? I've got a boner. I can't piss and shit at the same time. I'm pissing the sink. So that's all good. Yeah, like, I just don't, yeah. Like, what was I saying?
I don't know. Your train of thought of pissing and shitting at the same time is just...
Basically, what's happened, I've just talked and gone, do I need a shit now? No, I don't. Yeah, like, because obviously you're supposed to, like, there's things you can do, like, to save water and stuff. You're supposed to, like, shower with a friend. I'm not a friend. Do you know what I mean? Like, damn, I stink. I'm just going to drive to your house and get in your shower. How long do you shower for?
Not long.
I say shower, you've got kids, so it's 15 minutes because you're actually having a wank.
No, probably 5 to 10 minutes tops.
Yeah, and then like, 5 minutes at the bottom.
Yeah, literally, but I can't. Yeah, it used to be back in the day, I'd be in a shower for 25 minutes quite comfortably.
Yeah, I remember, with a girl.
Did you
have a water butt?
No.
Catches your rainwater. That's good. Have you got a compost heap?
No, not at the moment. We're redoing our garden. So our garden's in the process of being redone. So
it's really good for worms as well, because when you go fishing, I made a wormery a couple of years ago, but it started to stink and it didn't really work. And yeah, fucked it.
Oh really? No, we're redoing it all. So Anna's mum's got two allotment plots that I help on as well. So we've got lots of bits and bobs there, composters, etc. We get all our fruit and veg from her.
Little small holding. Fucking hell, you ain't have you got a favourite season of the year? Angle, can I guess?
Go on.
You're going to say autumn.
I do like autumn, yeah.
Yeah, because of the colours?
Yeah, I like the colours, yeah.
Yeah. Is it your favourite though?
I don't.
What's your least favourite? It's good. What's your least favourite winter in it? Shit.
No, summer's probably my least favourite.
Oh, have a laugh. Why?
I'm not a big fan. Say again.
It's too hot. It's too hot.
Well, it's not that it's too hot per se. It's just in the UK, people just get so fucking excited when we're in the summer. When it's not even real sun, for fuck's sake.
It's normally March, isn't it, summer?
Yeah. Hannah's obsessed with it. Last year it was a hot one, but that bloody paddling pool was out every day. And don't get me wrong, I don't mind the kids being in the paddling pool, but when you're the fucker that has to blow it up, fill it up with water, then it's never hot enough or cold enough, and then the other one that has to drag it along to pour it out. Last year I fell over in it in a pair of sliders and almost like chipped my foot. I couldn't run. That's why I'm so fat and unfit at the moment. So frankly, summer is not in my best works. But yeah, people just get so excited, and all those fucking chavs around town are out their tops off and their fucking chains out, and it's still like 12 degrees. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, and then, and then finally, for me, when I go running in the summer, I bake like a motherfucker because I internally combust when I run. I'm so bloody hot that I melt. So I'm not a fan.
Wasps
are dickheads. Yeah.
Why? What? Do you know what's the point in wasps?
I don't really know.
They're just to fuck you off. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't mind. I know we've got to look after the bees. Got to look after the bees because the bees can save the planet and the bees make honey and the bees do things. What the fuck do wasps do?
Sting you.
Sting you, right? If you're listening to this, don't fucking be fooled. If you've never been stung by a wasp, don't be fooled by your friends who go, if you just act really calm, a wasp won't sting you. Fucking will, because wasps are balance, right? I got stung twice by the same wasp in about half an hour a few years ago at work, right? But I've got a little theory about why wasps might be knobheads.
Go on.
Is it because everyone's always banging on about how good bees are?
Could be.
And they think, fuck you then. I'm going to go Stingy McGee on you.
They're like, they're literally just the movie bad guy. That are fucking.
Yeah. It's like, he was good and then he went bad.
Could be. I don't know. They're just obsessed. I swear the only time I see them in our garden is when I'm having a barbecue. And I'm cooking, and they're just always around. It's like, fuck off. You're not having a sausage. You couldn't eat one anyway, you bastard.
Yeah, and they're not scared of you, are they? That's the thing. They're not scared.
No, they are the ones that take the piss out of you. Because if a bee comes and you start going fucking Hail Mary with the newspaper, the bee goes, all right, mate, don't want any trouble. Yeah. They fuck off. I mean, they obviously know that if they sting you, they're dead. So it's a bit of a Harry suicide. But what?
Wasp is fucking mates.
Fucking hell, you've got your paper, you swing it around like a motherfucker, and just like 20 more come, and they're like, come on then, lad.
They're like chavs.
They are like chavs, and you ain't winning that fight.
With a glass on their head. Fuck you.
Yeah, I think the last time you did that to a chav, you lost though, didn't you?
Yeah, I got beat up. Black Bear, 2006.
I remember. I got the shit kicked out of me too that day.
Yeah,
it's
good.
yeah, but yeah, no, I'm not a big fan. Autumn is great though. I think autumn is definitely great. I like running in autumn. It's not too hot. Yeah. It's not too cold. Because that's the other thing. Going out in nature, and I found this just today, and today isn't even that warm. When you go out for a walk, and you used to ramble as well, didn't you? Do you still ramble?
Yeah. No. I go for walks all the time, but
what's the difference between walking and rambling? Just one's pretentious and one isn't.
Yeah, one's full. Yeah. You can ramble on your own.
You can or you can't.
Can't, I don't think. Because you can go for a walk on your own, can't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, sure. You definitely can. You can definitely go for a walk on your own. You step on your house and somebody, where are you going? Please, where are you going? I'm going for a walk. Get inside. It's illegal to walk alone. Go and get a mate. But not now because we're in COVID.
Can I go for a walk on my own? God, I'm
so.
Oh, I'm losing my fucking marbles, Jonathan. Oh dear. Well, yeah. I've lost my train of thought. We're talking about rambling. It's one of those days today, isn't
Rambled on about rambling. Right, here's one. Snowman. When was the last time you built a snowman?
When it snowed. Snowed. No, my point. Let's go back to my point. Sorry. My point was weather and heat. So I fucking melted today. I had my normal sort of decent all-weather coat that I'd worn up the top of mountains and stuff. Ooh, and a hoodie. And a pair of jeans. And I was quite happily walking with Imogen.
Do you wear jeans, Dan?
Do I wear jeans?
36, you're wearing jeans still.
What's wrong with jeans?
Wear a trouser, corduroy, something like that.
I don't own any cords, mate.
Don't you really? Is jeans your go-to trouser?
I'm going to show you what I'm wearing right now.
Do it, Dan. Nothing.
These are my go-tos. Are you ready?
Oh, are they harem trousers?
Yes, oh, baby.
Fucking love them. What, you a lesbian?
Yep, every day of the week. Yeah.
So go on. Snowman.
I'm a lesbian. But my point was, it's just, jeans. What's wrong with jeans? You don't own a decent pair of Levi's or anything?
One pair of jeans, and I normally put them on when I'm doing something manly around the house, like fixing sinks or something like that.
Yeah, I've got two pair. I've got a black pair and I've got a blue pair.
I've got a black pair of jeans, Dan. I wear them a lot. That's right. You can wear, you haven't got stonewashed jeans, though, have you? Like a fucking aging rocker.
No, my blue ones are like...
faded.
They're super faded, loads of holes in the knees. They are actually, this is really bad. They're Calvin Klein jeans, mate. They were like Calvin expensive Classic. When I bought them.
Calvin Classic trousers.
And, but I've just kept them forever. They're really low waist. They have to be low waisted to fit around my waist now. And they've got absolutely no crotch. They're probably girls' jeans, but they are comfy. But yeah, anyway, we were walking around and I was, one minute, I was chill, cool. I had my wellies on, covered in mud, all that shit, bit cold. 30 seconds later, fucking dripping with sweat.
Yeah, that's because you saw a man with a fucking shotgun.
No, this is a different day. This is a different thing.
I was really hot and I smelled of shit.
But yeah, so I just don't, I don't know. I don't know. I struggle with the weather in these seasons because of that. I just go from hot and cold quite a lot. But in answer to your other question, yes, John, I did build a snowman the last time there was snow, and it was a shit snowman because the kids tried to help, and I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, apparently, little tip I heard to make a snowman, instead of doing a massive little body, massive body, get a bucket and pack the snow around the bucket. You haven't got to get much snow. And then put the head on it. How clever is that? Like a little mould.
Who told you that?
I saw it in someone's garden.
Is that because you went to trash the snowman and you hit it and it was a bucket in there?
Now I'm going to take it home and put it in my freezer.
Deary me. Yeah, man. Snow is a fucker, though. Like ice. Like the amount of ice around here. Where we live is really hilly and the kids are always going arse over tit in that ice. It's not fun. And then Hannah doesn't want to walk the dog when it's icy, so I end up doing that as well and falling out.
Yeah, the snow as well. It's really good. You come down, you're like, oh my God, it's snowing. But you go out for half an hour and you're like, I'm fucking cold and I'm soaking wet. And another wash on that I hadn't planned.
Is there anything worse than kids in the snow with their gloves on and within 30 seconds their gloves are soaking wet, so they take their gloves off and carry on, and then another two minutes... They're crying because their hands hurt. And you're like, well, don't be a dick. Keep your gloves on. And then you have to go in. And that's at the point when you've just got into building the snowman. They've had their fun. You've let them throw a couple of snowballs at your face. You've thrown them in the snow, packed them in, give them a little shoe in when no one's looking. But then you've started to build the snowman. And you're getting right into it. Next thing you know, oh, look at me, my hands are cold. Well, don't be a dick. Snowmen. So what's your favourite season? You didn't tell us. Sorry, John. I've just ranted.
I'm boring. It's probably spring. Daffodils coming up. Chickens being alive.
Still.
Chickens being alive. Chickens hatching. Ducklings. Swans. Love a swan down on the Avon. They're always there. They all died last year. So that was sad. But
they all died?
Yeah, their nest fell in the river. Because they build it up on the side of the river on an old pontoon. Is it a pontoon? Where boats go? Where can I go? Like the harbour, a jetty.
On the jetty.
On the jetty. And it was a really old one, what had been like crushed from the 2007 floods, but hadn't fallen in the river fully. Then it fucking fell in the river. Well, all the eggs rolled off and into the river, and the rats had them. And everyone was going mad on Chicksby notice board. Oh, we should go and get rid of the rats. Fucking don't have a go at the rats. They're hungry. If someone dropped a massive egg on me and I was a rat, I'm eating it.
You're not getting rid of rats, no matter how hard you try. Especially not Chicksby.
You know what I mean? Look, mate, they start the plague. We don't fucking show them a bit of respect because we've got enough of the corona at the moment. We don't want them getting pissed off.
Yeah, those rats will give us something.
Don't eat rats, by the way.
Yeah, or swan's eggs.
Just so you know.
So you like spring them?
I bet a swan egg would be lush.
Yeah, probably.
What's the most exotic animal you've ever eaten?
I'm thinking. I don't think.
You've had beef, you've had chicken, you've had pork, you've had venison. You've had venison, right? That's deer.
Yeah, I've had venison. I like venison, yeah.
Gary, you didn't like pheasant. Have you had crocodile?
No, but do you know what? I was just thinking that we were planning, just as COVID hit, to go to a restaurant in Gloucester that serves crocodile and shark and kangaroo and all those types of things.
You should do it.
Yeah.
You feel like a real man when you're eating an animal.
Have you had a crocodile?
Yeah, I had it at a curry house. It just tasted like curry. It probably was not crocodile. But yeah. Yeah, in Crystal Rivers. It was nice. It was like fishy chicken. It was quite expensive, but yeah.
Yeah, I'd really like to go to like the deep south in America and have like deep fried alligator strips and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Stuff
like, it's not something you can just pop to Aldi and get, is it? And like, it's always like, if you want to buy something, you've got to buy a load of it. Like, we bought frog's legs a couple of weeks ago.
The butchers had them.
Yeah, Halfords in Chicksbury, not the bike place, the butchers. But you have to buy them in a massive bag for like 18 quid. You get loads, but the kids just wanted to try them. So I wanted like one each. I've got like 4 million in the freezer. Sure.
Really? Are they any good in the freezer, do you think?
They're all right. Yeah, they're all right. They're frog's legs. There's not much on them. They're all right. They made me feel a bit weird.
They made you feel a bit weird.
They look like little human legs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I want to know where they got these frogs from. Are they from the fucking Avon?
They're from the Ukraine.
Really?
Ukrainian frog, yeah.
What's wrong with our frogs? What's wrong with our British frogs? Our happy British frogs. Fucking
Brexit.
I thought Brexit had come in. I've taken my shoes off. I'm so angry. I thought Brexit had come in and stopped that shit.
Yeah, well, Rees Mogg, whatever his name is. Fucking
Rees Nobbed. We're politics, not on the podcast, but yes. Yeah, I've had frog's legs. I had them in France. I really like them, but I wouldn't rush to have them again. I think with stuff like that, like, fair play to you for cooking.
Yeah.
I love cooking, but I'm not sure I could be asked to cook things like frog's legs or snails.
I'm going to defrost them next time and just throw them on the barbecue and have a couple ever so often.
Yeah.
I'm drunk, basically. It's a drunk food, isn't it, when you mates around?
What, frog's legs?
Yeah, let's have a frog's leg with the lads.
So listeners, just please let us know if that's something you guys do. You get drunk with the lads and just eat some frog's leg. I mean, hopefully there are
you don't know what that is.
No, well, that's true. Yeah, you do love a good kebab when you're drunk as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, but
Let's get back to nature. Let's get back to animals we don't eat, right?
You do realise that this podcast is basically us eating constantly. That's all we're talking about.
Yeah, of course it is. Right, now, last week we talked about friends and, which friend's character am I? We're not going to do that. But Dan, if you were an animal, what animal would you be? Sloth.
Were you just tapping your table?
No.
I heard a very weird tap.
And frogs trying to get out of the freezer, I think.
Oh, that was someone trying to knock down the door. What would I be? Yeah, what animal gets left the fuck alone, like to chill out? I don't know. No, I think, look, my favourite animal.
Yeah, one.
I have two really, but mainly it's a turtle. Turtles are my favourite animals.
Giant or normal?
Pardon?
Giant turtle or normal size?
No, Teenage Mutant.
Yeah.
No, I like turtles. My dream would be to go to Borneo and release the baby sea turtles into the sea. And
some of them don't make it though, do they?
Again, I know, no, a lot don't make it, mate. But what you can go and like volunteer, or even if you're there just visiting, you can help out if you go in the right season and you basically.
Yeah, but sometimes too, you're saying that, and I think fuck them.
Say that again.
Oh, you're saying that? Let's help the turtle, get them in the sea. Maybe it's just not nature's way.
Maybe it's not, but you know,
them shouldn't live.
Do a kind thing. And then have the orangutans as well. I quite like an orangutan. I think they're pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Like on that film about orangutans. Was that orangutan? Was that fucking Clint Eastwood and the orangutan? Called Clyde.
Oh, yeah. I can't think what it's called, but I don't know what you mean, yeah.
Not Tango and Cash. Is it? No.
No. John, I don't actually know what it's called. I mean, for all of the films in the world that Clint Eastwood has done, I'm not sure. Him and a monkey.
Now, it's called like fucking not Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Hooch is the dog. Every Which Way But Loose. Every
Which Way But Loose. Great. Left Turn, Clyde. It's him in the face. It's brilliant. But animal, what animal are you like though, Dan? You're not like an orangutan, are you?
What animal am I like?
Yeah. If this was a job interview now, and I said, what animal are you? Would you be a lion? Would you be a giraffe? Would you be a gnat?
No, I would be... Peacock. I'd probably be like an owl.
Yeah, knocking out runners.
Yeah. No, just quite wise, you know, but not really wanting to go in packs or groups with people, just sort of chill out.
Have you ever seen an owl with all its feathers lifted up until you see its legs?
Yeah, it's very weird.
Big legs, aren't they?
Yeah, it's very weird. What would you be then?
Well, people say it's an obvious one. I'm not going to do it, but everyone wants to be a monkey, don't they? Oh, I'm a little cheeky monkey.
Yeah, but what type of monkey? There's so many different types out there, John.
I'm going to be a monkey, Dan. Tell me, I'm going to be an old-fashioned, dependable Labrador.
Really?
Don't even like dogs. But be a Labrador, Dan, because I'm loyal. And if you keep stroking my belly and praising me, I will keep doing tricks for you as long as you live. Do you know what I mean? I will curl up by your feet and I will go for runs with you and I will be flatulent in front of the fire. I'm a Labrador. I'm a Labrador from puppy to old age. I think that's the way my life goes. I'm like a dog, like a loyal dog.
Sorry. Can I just confirm that your life goes with aging like everybody else's life? You go from being young to being old.
Not like a dog. Dogs go like 7 years, don't they? Per year, something like that. Isn't that right? Dog years?
Technically, yeah.
Weird, isn't it? Don't you know what I miss? Not miss, because it makes me sound like a nutter. Tell me you don't see any more nature, right? I don't know, like Prize Park back in the day, you remember this. There was always dogs stuck together, shagging. Do you remember that? Like, always down the back shops when we were little. There'd be two dogs who have like fucking... Obviously, the dog's got on top of the other dog and shagged it, but then all of a sudden, his dick's gone funny, and they've gone. Now they're walking around like back. I've gone. They're walking around back to back. and they're stuck together. And someone will have to come out with like a really cold bucket of water and throw it on them. That don't happen nowadays. Why did that only happen in the '80s and nineties?
I mean, maybe something to do with like the gay movement. Who knows?
Weird, yeah, isn't it?
That is a bit weird. I can't say I've ever seen that, but...
You've never seen it?
No, John, because I think you might have been really drunk.
Mate, after this, big long owl legs, you've got to Google, YouTuber cow running, two dogs having sex getting stuck together, right? If you get arrested, you're going to get a lot of fucking trouble, but that's your mission this week. I want all the pictures on the socials of those things, right?
Oh, my good Lord, I'm going to have to write this down. God. I'm going to write that down so I don't forget. John, I mean, I'm not sure you wanted to talk about nature. I'm not sure. I think you've got a bit of a weird perception of nature if that's what you've been seeing. I mean, it is Tewkesbury, so, you know, I fully expect weird stuff like that. But I knew you were a bit of a... I thought you were a man of nature. I really thought you were...
Well, like, you haven't lied. I am, Bob.
But you're not, because you don't like it. Like,
I don't know. I think it's because it's always there. Because I live in Tewkesbury and we're by the rivers and we're by the Forest of Dean and we're by... Maybe that's the problem. Maybe I just take it for granted that it's here. I like our nature. I don't really like going to the zoo. Not because I'm like, oh, it's tight. I don't care. But like, I'm bored of it. I've been to Westminster Safari Park about 400 times. You ever been?
Once, I think.
You ain't got the monkeys anymore. The monkeys look ruined your car. They've gone. They have gone. Right.
Oh, they, what happened to them?
I don't know. They went mad, I think. Got shot. Genuine. About 15 years ago.
Oh,
right. The thing is, you go to Westminster Safari Park, you go in and you go past the gazelles first, and because it's the first thing you see, everyone takes ages driving through that part, and they're shit, them animals, gazelles and wildebeest. My little tip for you, don't drive too fast, you'll get told off, I found out, right? But just drive past that, and then get to the lions, and there's fucking, you get, take as much time as you like in there, because everyone's still waiting, looking at shit animals, so you can go straight for the main event, rhinos and elephants and that.
the ones that are like endangered. Did you
see stuff like, yeah,
well, they reckon that great white sharks are now extinct in one of the oceans. They reckon that they've not found any. You see, you know, obviously like tag them and trace them and stuff. They've not found
tag any. Them? Are they really naughty?
Yeah, just I know, tag, you're it, fuck off. Yeah. Back in a boat. But no, they reckon that in one of the oceans there's none left. No great whites. They reckon they're extinct in that ocean, and there's only, so there'll only be like a very, very small population of them, which is
fucking, give me that.
It is fucking scary when you think about it. Like, again, I hop lean back to that Zac Efron program, but they were in England in one of the episodes.
Yeah.
And they were picking up plastic from the sea that had sort of come to the edge.
Yeah.
And the amount of shit that's in the sea.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, the sea's big. The sea is fucking big. Like, if there's something that makes you feel like super small,
it's sea or space.
I know we're talking about nature, but space is another one. I wasn't really bothered as a kid. There's some stars, there's a galaxy, there's a Milky Way. Yeah. Red Dwarf was set up there. Now, I'm like proper balls deep in it.
Yeah, but then I can't get too far into it because it fucking ruins my head. I get scared about the Tupperware cupboard and all the shit in there. Then I start thinking about planets. My head just goes, I'm gone.
Honestly, I remember when they, during that first lockdown, when they went up to space, and I watched all of the launch, like spent like 75 hours watching it, and then went out that night and could see the
space station
and could see the rocket going up. And then obviously saw them dock, and I was just like, what the fuck? And Imogen's really into space. She's got like posters of space and stuff up. And I was just like, shit, like, I've always known it's there, yet I've never, ever...
Yeah, contemplated it.
Contemplating what it is. And now I'm like, fuck it. I mean, I'd never be an astronaut. I'm not a big fan of heights.
Big fan of heights, you have to go pretty high down.
I don't like roller coasters. Not a big fan of that, so I'm pretty sure it would put me off.
Yeah.
I like my food, not going to eat food from a packet, or sit in a little cabin with people that fart for however many hours you have to go. That's boring, right? Because I'm not sure you can't go to sleep when you're going up in that first rocket. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. You probably acclimatized to it, Dan. They probably don't just go, all right, you've just done your big chop at Asda, get in the fucking shuttle. I think they're like, you're hoping they'll train them, don't they?
Yeah, but like, you know, when you get an aeroplane, you've been abroad, right, in an aeroplane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loads. No.
Loads now.
I've never been on a boat.
Ooh, taking off. Even taking off's a bit like, for me, I'm like,
I love it. Good.
What, taking off?
Oh, yeah.
You fucking crazy. Landing's good. Landing's good because it's like...
You're not when everybody claps, are you?
No.
Hang on a minute. We're just saying how much you want to save the environment. You're fucking jetting off on holiday.
No, I don't jet very often, though. I haven't been much at all. I think
anywhere down, have they, to be honest.
I think in the last 5 years, I've taken 2 flights.
Oh, God.
So I went to Vegas and I went to Menorca. That's it. So, you know, I think for all the other things I do, I offset my own carbon footprint, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
I do try. Not like you. Don't even wash out the fucking jars. Lazy.
I don't wash them up. Yeah, but I'm still, I don't want anyone to think I'm bad having nature because I'm not. I just think it's all right. It's there, isn't it? And I know like people are going to go, but it is there. But if you carry on the way you're going, it's not going to be there. I'll be dead. And what about future generations? Yeah, what are they going to do?
Do you know what? I used to think just like that for so many years. And then I had kids and I changed my mind. I feel like you were the other way. And then you had kids and thought, fuck this. They've ruined my life. I don't give a shit what happens.
Got more bugs.
But seriously, no, I don't know. But I can't believe this is your viewpoint. As the fisherman that I know you are, the forager. I've seen you in your camouflage fucking jackets and your little chairs and your bloody, you know, your little whittled sticks with a penknife behind your ear, seen you do it all before. I think this is just a facade.
You used to jump in the river.
Mate, we used to jump in that river every summer. You used to go to the big iron bridge.
Yeah, any bridge.
Yeah.
Jump in the
shitty river. Yeah. Yes. Do you know what? Well, I think I was... I was in the Green Bridge, the big one at the back of like all the shops in town.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I was there. Who was I there with? I must have been there with Hannah. I said, we used to jump off that. She looked at me as if to be like, are you a fucking dickhead? And I was like,
yeah, no.
Yeah, I think I was, yeah. But we used to jump in that all the time and just swim around in the Avon and the Severn. And like, even where we went fishing, a handful of months ago or whatever, we used to just fucking bob about in there.
Kids don't do that anymore. And I don't know if when people have kids nowadays, don't know they're born, but I'm thinking, fucking well done, lads, for having a bit of sense.
Yeah, it's tough though, because, back in the day, we weren't scared about getting raped.
No.
Drowning by the sounds of it. So,
we just had Jeffrey around the park getting his way out.
Someone else noticed
was true as well, didn't they, Dan? On Instagram.
Warren came out and said, I remember that. And I was like, what the fuck?
I'm fucking glad he did, because I was like, I'm going mental.
You thought you were just his special friend.
I've got this like imaginary friend in my head from childhood. He's a strange man. He got his winnie out. So I'm glad that's true. Thanks for confirmation, Warren.
That's good.
Did you like nature programs when you were little? Do you remember the Really Wild Show?
I do remember the Really Wild Show with that guy whose name I can't remember and that other guy. Who?
Chris Peckham. What's that fucking woman?
Oh, Michaela
Strachan.
Michaela Strachan was in it, yeah.
Google it. She hasn't got any older.
Is she not?
And then you've got Terry Nutkins, who once, I think, famously had his finger bitten off live on air by a ferret. And Terry Nutkins, a little name drop here, Terry Nutkins is the godfather of a comedian I know called Mark Cram in London. So,
oh, really? Wasn't the guy from How To on there as well? Or was that a different
Gaz, one? Des, which I meant, yeah, he might have been.
Yeah, I kind of, yeah.
Gaz, maybe.
Yeah, or Howard, was he the other one with Carol?
No, he was the main one, wasn't he?
I can't remember. Yeah, I did watch them, but yeah, back in the day, it was just like, I don't know, I guess as I'm older, the one thing I'm accustomed to is watching and educating as opposed to actually going out and doing, because, getting older, but it gets a bit cold, bones get a bit chilled. As a kid, I was like, fuck, do I want to watch this shit? I either want to watch the wrestling or I want to go out and fish.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, when we were kids, John, we loved like getting out in nature. We had dens.
I love it now, but do you know what? I love it on my own.
Yes. Yeah. I think you might have hit the nail on the head there.
I think that's what it is, actually. I do love nature, but I want to fucking sit on my own, relax.
Yeah.
I don't want to be looking up for stuff and then going, someone going, can I have some pombers? Just let me have a look at a robin.
Don't, literally. We did the NS, what's the bird watching association, whatever they're called. We did that, last weekend. We had to watch your birds for an hour in your garden and then report back. The national.
What's it called?
I don't fucking remember.
NSPP?
Yeah, RSVP.
RSVP.
RSVP, protected the birds.
I'm coming to your party, man. See you later.
But basically, so you had to sit there for an hour. So Edwin's got some binoculars. We had all the charts out. And Edwin, at 2.5, loves the bird. We've got a birdhouse. We've got a bespoke birdhouse made in our tree. And he does love it. And then Imogen was just like this constant rattle in our ear. So we're looking out for the birds. Oh, Edwin, I was like, so daddy.
Get away, they're bored. You're like taking them fishing. You're like, you didn't catch a fish straight away. I'm like, maybe dinner 10 minutes.
I know. And we were talking about, we've got a holiday in the UK booked, which we're probably not going to go on, but it had a fishing lake. And I said to Hannah, I was like, this is great because Edwin will love it because we know Edwin loves it because he loved it when we went. But
because we caught fish.
That's true. And he just loved having the second fishing rod and running around with it.
Which was quite funny. Uncle John didn't take the hooks off.
That's true.
They've got a hook on it, aren't
they? Sorry. But yeah, no, I think you're right. Because going out in nature with the kids is fun to a point. But yeah, if I had to pick one, do I prefer trail running on my own?
Exactly. I think it's because I don't like the pressure of being the teacher. But my kids, they do know, they love nature. I do love nature. That's not my thing. I love nature. But when you bring those things together, I just feel like I'm a bit like, oh, and I've got, because I might put too much high expectations on myself. So when I'm like going, we're going to go out and catch a 20-pound pike today. And when we're out there, we're going to see a kingfisher and a buzzard. And then we get there and they step in shit and they need a piss. And one of them gets cut by barbed wire. I'm like, oh, fucking ruin this. Just get in the car. It's got McDonald's. We drive there and back and then there again. Fuck it. It's only fumes. And we throw all our rubbish out the window. Yeah. We don't do that. Please don't litter. There's a group of kids like Dan who go out my back garden and they fucking in their car. They're not social distancing. There's like six of them in the car, right? And they're not the same family. And they bloody sit out there and they throw all their bloody chip wrappers on the floor all the time. And there was little CO, what is it, carbon monoxide?
Oh, yeah, there's little
air. I went out there, Dan. I went out there like an angry dad a few weeks ago. And I was like, look, you do what you like out here. Fair enough. But you fucking put your rubbish in the bin. Put it in my bin. I don't care. But they haven't stopped, Dan. So I'm in two minds now. Do I go and fight them, get my head kicked in, or do I bring the police?
Who are they? Like, this is a hard thing, I suppose.
You've lived there for so long. Kids. I don't know any 18-year-old kids.
Yeah, but the problem is you probably know their dads because their dads are probably people that we went to school with.
I should, like, knock on the car door and go, oi, your dad's hard.
Yeah. What's your last name? And if they come out with, like, exactly. You know, yeah, no. What are the names we know? You go, ooh, maybe.
Yeah.
You drop your shit wherever you want. Yeah, do you want me to get you anything?
Have a shit. Drag me away. It's fine.
I'll get you a beer.
I hate littering, Dan. I hate littering.
Yeah, littering is one that I just don't get. I really don't.
Why? But like, people have just. I never littered when I was young, I don't think.
No.
No, I just like. No. And there's bins everywhere. And do you know what I don't like, though, is when you do put something in someone's wheelie bin, they're like, that's my wheelie bin. That's my property. Piss off, mate, and put something in a bin.
Yeah.
If you care about me putting a bloody Mars bar or a lion wrapper in the bin, you've got to fucking sort your life out.
Yeah, some people do get precious, don't they, about that shit?
Weird, like some people padlock their bins.
What?
Yeah.
And that's to stop people sleeping.
I swear to God, they padlock their bins. It's mainly in town where they go, oh, you could use a public bin, you'd have to use mine. No one's putting a four-piece suite in there, are they?
No, but to be fair... How much does it cost for your fucking council tax to have a bin now?
Yeah.
That's the fucker that gets me with bins. Is you pay all that money to have a bin, and then half the time, if a bit slightly, like, for the cardboard, if the cardboard's slightly out of the bag because it's been a fucking windy night or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm doing bins tonight. I put my bins out tonight for tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And, well, actually, I normally do it in the morning. Hannah stresses. It's the funniest thing. Tuesday, as soon as I go to bed, bins out. No, yeah. I do it in the morning. Put the bins out.
The bins out.
No, I'm up at 5 o'clock. I'll do it in the morning. They're not here that early.
Women don't do the bins, do they, Dan?
No. Well, I don't know. Do they? I mean, let us know.
Will Mrs. ever empty the kitchen bin?
Yeah, she takes the bin out to the bin, like to the black bin. But I put them out. Do you have like set rules in your house of what each of you do?
Yeah, but they haven't been written down, but you've got set rules.
Yeah, yeah. So like, for example, I do
the washing, but don't put the clothes away. That's me.
Ah, no. See, I am the get the dog's food out of the shed and always make sure it's fill up, which is annoying because I forget. So, like, at 6 a.m., 5:30 a.m., when he's barking like a motherfucker at me and scratching,
yeah.
And I go and feed him and there's no food. Oh. And I've just woken up and I'm in my pants and it's fucking a winter's day. And I've got to put some flip-flops on, nothing else, and traipse all the way in the mud to the shed in the dark to find the food, to fill it up, to bring it back. And then feed the fucking dog. And then the best part of it is, whenever anything like goes on with the dog, or if we have a Barney and we're using the dog as collateral, I lose because she's like, it's my fucking dog. And I think,
oh yeah, and you're like, oh for fuck's sake, well I've got to look after it then.
I'm going fucking get the food then. But yeah, that's my job. Bins is my job. Getting up with the kids when they wake up, which is like 5 a.m. at the moment. That's my job. Because Hannah's working, obviously, and I'm not, so that's my job. Hannah does the washing, hangs it up. Hannah tells me when my stuff's in a place it's not allowed to live, and then it gets moved, and I don't know where it is. That's her job. Yeah. But what about you? So what are your jobs?
Bins. I do a lot of the cooking.
Yeah, I do pretty much all the cooking.
We share a lot of the jobs. Just share them. Just like if someone's doing one job, the other one should be doing their job. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, this is what happens in our house, and it is the most contentious point ever.
I just feel like bad sometimes. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go and fucking clean this shelf.
Mate, this is literally it. So we had this only this morning, so it's perfect timing. So Hannah's working, I'm not working. So I'm at home all day, like with the kids, but I can, you know, I'm doing all the housework and that's fine. It doesn't matter. I've got the time. It gets done, doesn't it? You know, so every day I'm doing a bit. So anyway, this morning I was up at 5 with Edwin as normal and whatever else. She came down 7 o'clock, say, whatever time, 6, 7 o'clock, ready to go. She goes in the kitchen and there's a bit of washing up.
Oh.
So I've made pancakes for everybody, yeah? So I've made us all pancakes. I've put the washing up that was in there from last night draining, put that away. I've kind of cleaned as I went. I've made pancakes.
Yeah.
Hannah goes and walks Teddy in the morning while I get the kids dressed and get Edwin ready to go. I come back from dropping Edwin off from preschool. She's in the kitchen.
Washing up.
Face like this, washing up. And I'm like, you start working 5 minutes. I've got to wash up. I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. What's the stress?
I'm like,
I'll do it in a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is
happy, happy life, the happy wife, happy life. So just do it.
Yeah, I do, eventually. Yeah.
It's fine. I think we've done nature.
I was going to say, we're rambling on now, because nature is now.
Rambling on. You can ramble alone and walk. So I think that's it. We're recycling, keeping water, using water. Yeah, less car journeys. Be good. Camping fan, Dan, you're a camping fan. Do you like to camp?
John, I have no recollection of camping ever. I know I have in France years and years ago when I was probably about 13. We went to France and my dad's friend Manu.
Yeah, good team.
Volunteered for a charity that did like excursions for children from like lower deprived households. So we definitely did camp then, but that was so many years ago. I don't think I've ever camped since. No, we don't own a tent. I think we own one sleeping bag that's Hannah's. I would go, like, it doesn't faze me sleeping out. So I remember, talking of camping, John, before we wrap up, do you remember you, me, probably Kurt, probably Ben, possibly Merriman, definitely Merriman, trying to camp on the playing field or the park on the playing field at the Vineyards?
Did we just sleep rough?
We was all, for some reason, sleeping at Kurt's house, which was stupid because we all lived within a minute's walk from there.
Yeah.
Bar Merriman. And we decided to go and get loads of sleeping bags from our houses and then walk to the Vineyards and try and sleep on the park. And we got to about 1 in the morning and it, slowly but surely everybody just went, oh, fuck this.
Where did we go? Did we just go to mine or what?
I think Mayor went home. He was the first to go because he was soft. Hi, Jamie. And then, I think we probably just went back to Kurt's.
Yeah.
And he made us watch porn and touch ourselves.
There we go, which is the best way to sign off my podcast that we will do mainly most weeks. How did that episode finish? Well, they talked about wanking again at Landonade's house. So.
Yeah. Wanking, food. I mean, these are the trends. These are the things that happened, right? But, in regards to, if you've got this far, fair fucking play to you. That's all I can say. We're at 1.3K plays, which is another 100 from last week, which is phenomenal. We're super excited. Still 200 more plays until the mug out there. The mug of dreams is out there. We had our first person buy us a coffee virtually, John.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Helen Steele.
Thank you, Helen, for that. We really appreciate it. John and I haven't decided who's going to have the coffee yet. But as I get up at 5 in the morning, probably me. That's really kind. If you want to buy us a coffee, you can.
If someone else wants to buy us another one, we can have one each.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? So you go to our Twitter page, find it. I think it's buymeacoffee.com.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to. Just listen to us, because that's what we really need. We're needy. But if you want to give us some money, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Or you can just send my PayPal is. No, I'm joking. The mug's pretty much designed. So yeah, you just need to get comments in. Some people, Ross Grimmett, I'll have you know that opening 37 Twitter accounts to keep applying is tricksy. Wow. I mean, if he's in about 34 rock bands, he's got like 7 companies.
No, it's really bad because the two of the rock, one of the rock bands he's in is a Bon Jovi tribute band. And I slagged Bon Jovi right off, didn't I? And he's living that life. All right, Russ, he wants to be a guest. So I think we should get him on as a guest in the second series when we all get together. We should get him on to your house and we can just have a chat to him about things.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we could do. I think there's other people who wanted to come on as well. So we're definitely, yeah. I mean, we're kind of getting to the end of season one, the experiment, as it were, and look into season two. There's lots of different things. So at the end of season one, we have got our questions from you guys, the listeners.
We still need more of them as well. We need competition entries. We need questions.
We need questions. And then in season two,
and all
we want guests. We want guests. Also, for the competition entries, what we'd really like is some honest reviews on iTunes, because that will really help our analytics. We're currently in the just in and around the top 100 comedy podcasts in the UK, believe it or not. Don't know how. So yeah, that would help more people listen to it. So if you want to do that, I'll give you an extra entry. That's the 5th entry. Look at that, banging them out.
Did you see my iTunes on this is review, didn't we?
Yeah.
Don't be wanking. Say every time.
So we got that. And yeah, we want some guests on, don't we, John? That would be good to chat to some people about some shit. And I'm also thinking
about
I mean, might cost a bit much.
We get him down. Get him now.
Yeah. Might not be able to understand what you're saying. If not, we can always
have a little rattle. Let's do a little competition when we think he's going to die. Just me and you. Closest date wins. I'm going to say 4th of October this year.
Okay, so I'll take the 5th of October this year.
Oh, fuck. That's right in the middle.
Yeah.
What if it's right in the middle? We're like, oh my God, these two fucking dickheads from the West Country, apparently.
Just depends on his time zone of death. The other thing I want to really get done is I want a live episode. So I've been playing around with things. I have a twitch.tv channel in which I feel we could definitely get a live episode somewhere at the end of this season. And we would announce it a week before. People could tune into the channel and watch it live. So you'll be there for the pre-show shit that we talk. We'll be answering questions that pop up live in the feed. We will be doing our podcast, just chatting to each other and sort of keeping an eye on the chat, as it were. I think that would be quite fun, just as like an end of season round off. So
yeah, someone mentioned the quiz as well. We should do that.
Yes, they did. They mentioned a live quiz. I've already started writing questions. But if we're going to do a quiz, I'd like to raise money for a charity.
Yeah, definitely. Helen's charity. You mentioned the quiz. She runs an Impact charity. Maybe we could like split it over a few charities.
Is that the charity she runs, Impact?
Yeah.
That's the charity I wanted to do it for. Because actually they've shown, you know, some support of the podcast. Yeah. So I think that's what we'll do. So at the end of this season, we'll look at having a quiz, a live episode.
Yeah.
Maybe put the live one and the quiz together. Who knows? Yeah. These are all cool ideas. Let us know what you think. We need to go. We've got sleep to have and danger wanks to try. And
that's shit.
So thank you for joining us. That was nature. Basically, we've decided that nature is fun if you're on your own, and if you're with your kids, it's a bit shit.
Bang on.
See you later. All the best. Bye-bye.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator. She told me.
Guys and girls, thank you for tuning into the episode, and make sure you have your say on social media. So you can find us on the West Country Waffle on Instagram, at waffle_west on Twitter, and on anchor.fm/West Country Waffle. I know we're asking a lot, but if you can make sure you like, follow, share, and leave a review on the podcast platforms, it will really help us a lot. And we obviously appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in, and hopefully see you next time. In a bit. Bye.